This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Employees and passengers at Denver International Airport can now get a COVID-19 booster shot. The airport is hosting vaccine clinics throughout December. There are Moderna and Pfizer shots, and appointments are required. The vaccines are being administered by Albertsons and Safeway, and there's more information on their website. A mask requirement at the biggest school district in Colorado Springs expires today. Academy School District 20 says masks will only be required on school buses and two schools that work with the U.S. Air Force Academy. Students, staff, and visitors can keep wearing masks if they want to. The district says it's making the change because everyone 5 years old and older can get a vaccine, and that COVID-19 infection rates have shown improvement in El Paso County. Colorado Springs is still looking for its first measurable snowfall of the season, and it's a new late snowfall record. KRCC's Mike Purcell has more.
1/10 of an inch is all that's needed, and areas in and around Colorado Springs did receive a bit more than that around Thanksgiving. But the Colorado Springs Airport is considered the definitive location for measuring. Greg Hevener with the National Weather Service in Pueblo says the outlook heading towards the end of the month isn't looking too great.
There are glimmers of hope, but in general, it's not fantastic looking at the next couple of weeks across much of the state.
Hevener says the next couple of months for southern Colorado, on average, will likely be several degrees above normal and on the dry side. I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC News.
Denver saw its first measurable snowfall last week after tying a century-old record of 232 days without snow. It's mostly sunny today for Denver and Colorado Springs and along the Front Range. For now, the forecast has the chance for snow later in the week. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.